This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you. excellent start to the 8 o'clock hour here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with the Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio. Boy, that was hopping. Want to tell us a little bit about that,
Thanks,
Jordan?
That was the title track off our new CD. We called the CD Return to the Castle, and that was just a set of Irish tunes, the first one of which I wrote, called O'Brien's Return to the Castle. And then we went into a couple of traditional pieces from there.
Talk to us a little bit about the new release, Return to the Castle. You've got these guys, you recruited Chris Noyes and Matt Jensen, and Matt's on the guitar, doing a fine job on the guitar, and you're welcoming Chris Noyes over here on the stand-up bass. Welcome to the Folk Show, fellas. You want to tell us a little bit about the album and the project?
Yeah, absolutely. We worked on this back in the spring with the idea of releasing it around St. Patrick's Day, which seemed an apt time of year to be releasing an Irish music CD. This was sort of our goal with this was to try to do something that would appeal more to the kind of traditional side of our fans. So we've got a lot of old favorite traditional pieces on there, and we also snuck in a few of our own originals as well. That's something that's important to us, is to keep writing our own material. So we snuck on a few of the more traditional sounding of our own pieces, and then we released around St. Patty's Day over at the Stone Church in Newmarket, one of our favorite venues, and we've been trying to push it ever since.
I know you've been really busy, Jordan, and the first album, what was it, Into the Cold?
Yes.
Back in, what was it, 2010?
Yep, 2011, I think.
2011,
yeah.
You came in shortly after the release of that.
Yes.
And paid us a visit. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on for you since then.
Well, there's been a lot. We've been trying to put some focus into this group. All of us work with other bands, and over the last few years, we've been staying pretty busy with with session work and other groups as well. And just sort of more recently, we started to kind of put a little focus inward as a trio and get some work done, working on our harmonies and writing some new music and learning some more traditional pieces. So we actually just finished up a run up, and we were in Bar Harbor, Maine for most of the summer.
You got to say it right. It's not Bar Harbor.
Bahaba. Okay, we're up in Bahaba,
okay.
Maine. Yep.
Okay, there you go.
And
we're hanging out with those Mallet brothers or what?
Yeah, no, we didn't run into them on that trip, unfortunately. But we have worked with those guys in the past. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I love those guys.
What was going on in Bar Harbor?
We were playing at a pub called Paddy's Irish Pub, and we were doing about five nights a week there. And basically, we would go run around Acadia National Park all day and then go into the pub and set up and play every night. And, it was a blast. It's one of those dream gigs that it's hard to believe you're at work.
What a rough life.
Right.
You got to wonder, how many Paddy's Irish pubs are there around the world?
That's a good question. Someone must have done a study.
I bet there are quite a few.
Right.
We've got Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio here in the studio on the Folk Show. How about playing another tune, then we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Absolutely. We thought we might sing one for you.
Okay.
We've been in pub mode all summer, so we thought we'd do a drinking song for you. All right, so this is a song by the Pogues originally. And if you listen carefully, you'll find that it has just about the worst message you could ever put into a song. Which, there's a character in the song who basically says, when life's getting hard, you should go down to the pub and get drunk. So, it's one of those things that we certainly don't condone, but it makes for a great drinking song when you've got a pub full of people that's all wanting to stomp their feet and clap their hands. You ready, boys?
Yes, sir.
Let's
sworn. Jumped bail and landed up in jail. Life's often tried to stretch me, but the rope was always slack. And now that I've a pile, I'll go down to that Chelsea. I'll walk in on my feet and I'll leave there on my back. I am going, any which way the winds may be blowing. I am going, where streams of whiskey are flowing. Woo! That he spoke seemed the wisest of philosophies. There's nothing to be gained by a wet thing called a tear. When the world seems too dark and I need the light inside of me, I'll walk into a bar and drink 15 pints of beer. I am going, any which way the winds may be blowing. I am going, where streams of whiskey are flowing. Where streams of whiskey are flowing. Where streams of whiskey are flowing.
The Jordan Terrell Osaki Trio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a quick break and come back and visit some more and hear some more tunes from JTWT.
JTW3, that could make a good bumper sticker or something.
This is NHPR.
Morning Edition is...
The U.S. Postal Service has just unveiled 5 new stamps depicting the paintings and drawings of Martin Ramirez. An immigrant from Mexico, Ramirez was a...
It's also the place you turn for...
Slope and aspect determine how much sunlight a given piece of land receives.
The landscape isn't equally endowed, and it's most evident this time of the year.
I'm Rick Gamble. Join me for Morning Edition, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on NHPR and NHPR.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Bernstein Shore, a law firm that delivers creative, business-savvy legal solutions, BernsteinShore.com, and New Hampshire School Administrators Association, honoring outstanding service recipient Nicole Highmark, Director of Curriculum for Amherst, Mount Vernon, and Sohegan Cooperative. We're visiting in the studio with the Jordan Terrell Osaki Trio, and it's a real treat to have people playing here in the studio. Their new album is Return to the Castle. Now, Jordan, you have some kind of a connection, don't you, with Dudley Laughman? What's that? What's
Absolutely.
That history?
Well, he and Jacqueline Laughman actually inspired me to pick up this instrument 20 years ago now, over 20 years ago at this point. They're, for those who don't know, they're legends in not only just New Hampshire, but sort of the greater New England contra dance scene. Fiddlers and more so even than fiddlers, they're dance callers. And so they sort of introduced me to that world when I was 7 or 8 years old. And Jacqueline taught me for a while. She got me started, pointed in the right direction. And and then sort of passed me off to Carolyn Parrott, another great local musician. And she taught me for a while. And I haven't been in lessons now for a very long time, but I've sort of tried to keep up, you know, keep in touch with everyone, and Dudley and Jacqueline especially have been, you know, have remained really good friends of mine for a long time. They're amazing people.
You talked about Dudley and Jacqueline and Carolyn. Other mentors out there, other people in this realm that you're...
Oh yeah, there's I mean, we're all young guys. We're still new to this in the grand scheme of things, and so, you know, we get to work with people like the guy who recorded our most recent album, actually, Jim Prendergast. Out from Portsmouth and Newmarket area. He's been great to us. I mean, he gave us a lot of pointers on the album, and he, you know, did a fantastic job with the engineering end of it. And we also get to play with him occasionally. I actually play with him every week at the Stone Church in Newmarket. We do an Irish night over there every Thursday night from 6 to 9. And it's really fun because, you know, he's an older guy. He has a ton of experience under his belt. He lived in Nashville working in the industry for like 30 years. And, you know, so we have a lot to learn from him. And and from others like him, it's kind of nice to be sort of on the young end of this traditional music thing and know that there's so many people that are supporting us that have been in it for so much longer.
Also working with Jordan today, we have Matt Jensen on the guitar and Chris Noyes playing the stand-up bass. Matt, what brought you to the trio, and what was your journey like with this guitar thing? Want to tell us?
Well, so Chris and I played in another band locally known as the Dusty Gray Band, and we were really looking for another member to round off the band. And I ran into Jordan in town, in another band, actually, and asked him to jump on board. And, you know, after a month or so, Jordan said he had his own material that he wanted to start tackling. So we started this little trio on the side. And before this, I had never really gotten into Celtic music. So it's been a blast for me to really, you know, to be able to sit with Jordan, who's been doing this for years, and, you know, support him and to learn along the way.
That's great. Where are you from?
I'm from Bow, New Hampshire.
Okay. So Bo, and you're from Dunbarton, is that right, Jordan?
Canterbury. Grew up in Canterbury.
Oh, okay. Yep. So not that far from where Jackie and Dudley are.
Just down the road, yep.
And what about our bass player here, Chris? Want to just tell us a little bit about what brought you to this trio?
Yeah, sure. So as Matt said, me and Matt grew up together. And sort of, you know, we were in the Dusty Gray Band before this, and you know, I didn't really start playing the upright until about high school, and I went to UNH for it after that, and studied jazz and classical and whatnot. But again, I hadn't done any kind of Irish music up until I met Jordan, and we got into the studio to do his first album, and that was really me and Matt's first kind of getting our feet wet into the Celtic music world, and it's been a, you know, been a long, strange trip since then.
Yeah, it's been a blast, though.
Yeah, learning tunes and meeting people in the scene, and just, you know, the technique on it is slightly different. You know, there's different ways the tunes are put together, so just being able to learn, you know, this brand new style of music, but also bring kind of our background. Me and Matt come from a bluesy jazz background, and so we can put some of that stuff into it, and we can, you know, be creative in our own way to kind of give it our own, you know, our own spin on everything.
Yeah, so. We're lucky Jordan has such an open mind. And he's, you know, he's open to some of these wild ideas that we have.
It makes it exciting, you know. I think that's one of the cool things about approaching traditional music in this way, is that as long as you start from a place of really respecting where the music is coming from, you know, there's a reason these tunes have been played by countless people for centuries all around the world. I mean, it's because it's really good material. But if you know, for me anyway, creativity is kind of the most important part of music. And so coming into in even traditional music with kind of an open mind about, you know, how can we play with this? You know, they call it playing music. we like to play with the material a little bit, have some fun with it, and maybe kind of do our own thing with it. And that's really fun to do with these guys, especially coming from different backgrounds outside of the traditional world.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, the Jordan Terrell Wysocki Trio. Jordan was named in 2013 by the New Hampshire Traditional Arts Council a master artist. We're going to hear a tune and then come back and talk about what it means to be a master artist.
Okay.
This is NHPR.
Charlie Maurice. Thank you.
Jordan Terrell-Wasacki Trio in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Boy, that was really lovely, Jordan.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about that one.
That was an original from our most recent album. It's called Charlie Murray's Waltz. And one of the interesting things we've discovered with that tune is that it's been chosen for a lot of, we play a lot of weddings, and we also occasionally play funerals, and it is the song that gets chosen most often for both funerals and for, you know, brides wanting to hear it as they walk down the aisle, which, you know, kind of got us thinking. Is I don't usually tell them the backstory of, you know, of why I wrote it. You know, we just sort of allow it to be, you know, I guess an emotional piece. It can be a good emotion if you're happy. Sure. It can be a sad emotion if you're sad. You know, for me, I wrote it when my grandfather, Charlie Murray, passed away, and so mm-hmm. for me, it was kind of a sad piece, but it's sort of illuminating, I guess, a little bit as far as how music works, that a sad song isn't just a sad song if mm-hmm. you're coming at it with a, you know, on the maybe the happiest day of your life as mm-hmm. you get married. So
it's just passionate.
Yeah, yeah.
Passionate. So I know you had a choice, you know, in your journey. You could have been a baseball player, right? Or you could have been a musician.
Well, I was terrible at baseball, okay. So that wasn't really an option.
So that's what made you decide to become
yeah,
a musician.
Right, right.
Okay, that settled that. It wasn't like it was a really tough choice, right?
Right.
It's hard to do both, though, you know, because, yeah. you know, if you get injured, then, you know, you're out of both, right?
That's true. That's true.
So tell me a little bit about the designation by New Hampshire's Traditional Arts Council in 2013. What makes you a master artist, Jordan?
Well, the term is funny. I feel like I should have like a gray beard and like a, you know, a wizard's cap or something like that. But all it means is that they awarded a grant to me and to a young woman named Fiona Shea, who wanted to become my apprentice. There's a wonderful program through the Traditional Arts Council whereby, you know, someone who has some sort of traditional trade can take on an apprentice and teach them, and the state council funds that for you if you can you know, submit an application that they approve. And so Fiona approached me. There was an interesting sort of generational thing that happened between Dudley and Jacqueline inspiring me to start playing, Dudley and Jacqueline Laufman, that mm-hmm. is, when they came to play at the Canterbury Children's Center where I was going to school. And years later, I went back to the school and played, and Fiona was a student at the school at that time, and she heard me play and decided she wanted to start playing music. And there was even there have been some other students since then who have taken up the fiddle when they heard Fiona play. And so it was a really exciting thing. At one point I was Dudley's apprentice in the art of calling dances when I was a kid, and now, you know, years later, we sort of have moved on to the point where the Traditional Arts Council decided that I guess I'm qualified to take on an apprentice of my own. And of course, Fiona is a brilliantly talented musician in her own right. So it was a blast working with her.
I know that Matt and Chris were kind of newish to the Celtic scene. Have you dragged them to contra dances?
You know, we've talked about it. We haven't done it yet. That's thank you for reminding us.
Sure.
We're going to go to a contra dance soon.
We've done our own contra dances. At
yeah, weddings. They've played for them a couple times.
I love what I've seen of them so far.
Right, right.
And yeah. What about you? Do you get a chance? I know you've been really busy with a lot of different projects. Do you get a chance to get out to the contra dance scene?
I haven't too much recently. I did play the East Concord dance not that long ago, and I will be playing at the Ralph Page Memorial Weekend that's coming up in the beginning of next year, which is a huge honor. I love playing for dances. It is where I started from, but because I sort of moved into the Irish world and the Celtic world, we've been putting a little bit more of our energy and emphasis on that.
A little earlier, you mentioned Carolyn Parrott.
Yes.
What do you see of her these days? I know she's a big Boston Red Sox fan, and she was the director of the Songweavers, and
yes.
she's retired. Is she still around?
She's
doing
still
music
around.
Things?
She's still mm-hmm. playing. She's still teaching. She's a wonderful teacher. Yeah, great lady. And her husband, Brad Dorsey, is also the best fiddle repairman I've ever been to. I've gone to no one else for, you know, 20 years at this point. So, yeah, they're also wonderful people. And right in Hopkinton. So if anyone's looking to learn how to play the instrument, you know, I would definitely recommend Carolyn as one of the best teachers around.
That's a great endorsement. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, the Jordan Terrell-Wasacki Trio. How about another tune, and then we'll come back and find out what's next for you fellas.
Absolutely. We thought we'd do a song for you called Fisherman's Blues by the Waterboys.
and low. No ceiling bearing down on me, just the starry skies above with light in my head. You in my arms. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I wish I was the brakeman on a hurtling fever train, crashing headlong to the heartland like a cannon in the rain. And the beating of the sleepers and the burning of the coal, counting towns as they flash by in a night that's full of soul. With light in my head, you in my arms. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Fisherman's Blues, recorded by the Water Boys and done here in our studio by the Jordan Terrell Wasucki Trio. This is NHPR. Glad you could hang out with us tonight and glad that the trio could also stop in. I know you've been really busy. You had another gig today already, right?
We did indeed. We played down in Manchester at the Wild Rover Celtic Festival with our friend Joe DeLow this morning, which was a blast.
Wild, yeah. And the beautiful misty weather.
Yeah, it was, you know, misty is putting it kindly.
There's some kind of authenticism, right?
Right, absolutely, like that, yeah. That.
What are you going to be up to next? You've just done, this is your second album. Return to the Castle is the second CD, and I know you've been doing some touring and promotion of that, a lot of gigs separately in your own little projects, but what do you expect to do as a trio?
We've got some pretty fun stuff coming up this fall, actually. We coming out of that summer up in Bar Harbor where we were playing together five nights a week, we're feeling pretty good, and we're pretty excited to be bringing some of that a little closer to home. We've got coming up, actually, next Saturday night, we're going to be up at the Back Room in Bristol, which is a wonderful little listening room venue. This is our third or fourth year up there now, and we have a blast up there. It sells out every time. It's a tiny little room, really cozy and really friendly. So that'll be this coming Saturday. And then we also have, right here in Concord, we're doing two shows in October. October 1st, we're going to be at the Capitol Center for the Arts. As part of their Spotlight Cafe series, and the show that night is going to be a split bill with David Surrett and Susie Burke, which we are very excited about.
And this, you've done that before.
Yes, although last time Susie wasn't on the ticket, so it's
a nice
be even
review.
Better.
You guys had a nice review of that show.
Oh, nice! I didn't know that. Uh-huh. We'll have to talk after and find out where to But yeah, so David Surrett is, you know, is just a wizard with pretty much any instrument he touches, and we love working with him. And for Susie to be there as well is going to be a real treat.
What was the date on that again?
That is October 1st at the Capitol Center. And then a couple of weeks after that, we have a really cool event coming up. It's a fundraiser at the Concord City Auditorium. This is going to be October 17th. And it's just our trio doing a fundraiser concert for the Jacob Lang Memorial Scholarship, which is a scholarship that helps raise money for children in the arts, and specifically children's theater, like the children's theater workshop that happens here in Concord, which when I was a child, I was able to participate in, and I loved it. It's a great cause. That's going to be a really fun night as well, and that's October 17th over at the City Auditorium.
Plans to do another album soon, or
we would love to. We're in the process of paying this one off first,
sure.
And then
we were
kicking around the idea of a Christmas album, not for this year, but for next year. So maybe that'll happen. It's been only one conversation so far.
Well, talk to the Mallet Brothers; they know how to do it cheap.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'll check in with Will and see. That's great.
So talk to them about it.
Awesome.
This has been a real treat to have the Jordan Terawasaki Trio in the studio, and been wanting to do this for a while, and it just turns out that we were able to get it on the calendar.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. This has really
been
great.
Anytime. Keep us posted. Let us know where you're playing,
and
if you do decide to put another album together, make sure you come back and see us.
All right.
Jordan Terawasaki Trio, visit their website, and your website is?
JordanTWMusic.com.
JordanTWMusic.com, and
yes.
You can also find Jordan on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
One last tune for us, gentlemen?
Absolutely. We thought we'd do one off of our most recent album and then take it out with a traditional end to the medley here.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you.
Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Treat to have you gentlemen in. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Kate. It was a real honor.
You know, David Surrett and Susie Burke will be stopping by on the 27th of September
in advance of
their show and to talk about their new album as well.
Great. Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but I can't wait. I'm sure it's going to be great.
That's going to be a treat. And Ellis Paul will be our guest on October 4th. And then Kitchen Junket joining us a little bit later on in the fall. This is New Hampshire Public Radio again. A great big thanks to the Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio.
Thank you.
This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and University of New Hampshire at Manchester, now offering a Bachelor of Science degree in analytics. Information at manchester.unh.edu/analytics. And LaBelle Winery of Amherst, offering wine tastings and tours of the winemaking process, a French bistro, as well as special and educational events throughout the year. LaBelleWineryNH.com. This is New Hampshire Public Radio.